Unit 2, Taking Notes, page 16, Exercise A. Listen to a radio interview about green living and take notes on the note sheet below. The first one has been done for you as an example.
Today I'm talking to Maria Wong, who writes a blog on green living. She's here to give us some advice on how to help the environment.
Yes, I have some advice for shoppers and some advice for people who own shops.
Let's start with shoppers.
Okay. One thing we can do is to buy local products. This helps the environment because it reduces transportation needs. A lot of local products are good quality. Another tip is to always bring your own bags when you go shopping. Bring your own bags so you don't need to use plastic bags.
Those are good tips. Buy local products and bring your own bags. What else?
Well, you should always try to choose products that have less packaging. Packaging is basically just waste. So by choosing products with less packaging, you're creating less waste.
Yes, I agree. Most of the stuff I buy has way too much packaging.
Exactly.
Now, you said you had some advice for shop owners too.
Yes. If you own a shop, my first piece of advice is to try to use your local suppliers as much as possible.
Use local suppliers, right. I'm sure we've got great local suppliers here.
Another good idea is to check the quality of the products before you decide to sell them. Poor quality products break easily and create more waste.
Yes, of course. Products with good quality are much better.
Finally, and a lot of people do this already, recycle all of the boxes that come through the shop. Shop owners handle lots of boxes each day, so it's important that they recycle the boxes. Don't just throw them in the bin.
That sounds like good advice. Thanks, Maria.